Former Vice President Al Gore and the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change have won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize.
This morning's announcement in Norway credited Gore and the UN for their efforts to build up and disseminate greater knowledge about the man-made climate change. And although they have to admit there hasn't been much progress on combating global warming so far, the Nobel Committee said that Gore had laid the foundation for measures to counteract it.
Now, while all the nominees' names are kept in secret, a tradition, those names are often leaked, frankly. And by mid-February of 07, Gore's name became public. In late February, his film Warning of the Dangers of Climate Change, An Inconvenient Truth, won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. Then in July, Gore helped organize the Live Earth Concerts, 24 hours of live concerts around the world aimed at raising awareness about climate change. Here's Gore talking to NPR on the eve of Live Earth.
This is a planetary emergency, and the only way we can solve it is by getting the word out to enough people to create a sea change in public opinion worldwide.
And if he didn't get the word out before, imagine it now. Al Gore unleashed on the world with an Oscar in one hand, the Nobel Peace Prize in the other, ready to kick some climate butt.
And an Emmy in his back pocket for current TV. This prize, though, the Nobel Prize, comes with $1.5 million in prize money. Gore says he's going to donate his half to climate charities. The money, a medal, and a diploma will be awarded on December 10th. But hey, by then, Al Gore could be a presidential contender.
Really?
Or at least some people hope so.
Well, ever since the year 2000, there's been this dedicated band of Goreheads who have been pushing this campaign on the internet to get Gore to run for president again. In fact, a full-page ad in Wednesday's New York Times from a group called Draft Gore made this plea to the former vice president. Picture them on their knees at this point. There are times for politicians and times for heroes. America and the Earth need a hero right now. Please rise to this challenge, they say to Al Gore, or you and millions of us will live forever wondering what might have been.
Now, the possibility of Gore running for president was the source of some joking back at the Oscar ceremony when Gore appeared on stage with Leo DiCaprio.
Even though I honestly had not planned on doing this, I guess with a billion people watching, it's as good a time as any. So my fellow Americans, I'm going to take this opportunity right here and now to formally announce my intention.
Oh, if only that music hadn't interrupted him. I wonder what he was going to say. And I wonder where Leo's Nobel Peace Prize is. We'll have to wait till next year. So does this prize make it any more likely that Gore will run for president? And what's the reaction in Washington? We'll find out in a minute when we talk to Newsweek's senior White House correspondent, Richard Wolff.
That's today's BPP Big Story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the news.